say if you were working out in the hot sun like you were doing with the water line, it's not long before you begin to
perspire, sweat.
What do you use most naturally?
Sweat.
Sometimes people get these places on their skin. It's usually a little white spot right in the middle and kind of a red area around.
Like it's all over my face.
What do you call it?
Zits.
Or
pimples.
What I had in mind is, I guess, I don't know if it'd be the same or not. Have you ever heard any other term besides?
Like on a hair follicle?
Well, sometimes people get these things, you know, they mash and get that white stuff out.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing?
Same thing.
You ever heard of it called boils?
Yeah. Okay, that's about the same thing as peppers, is it?
What do you call that white matter?
Pus.
And say if I got a
blister?
Yeah. The liquid inside a blister, what do people call that?
I don't know if I've ever heard a term.
Have you ever heard anything more?
Water? Juice? I don't know.
Or say if a bee stung me on my hand so that my hand got bigger, I'd say that my hand
is swollen.
My hand, or present tense, you say
swell.
And past tense, yesterday
it swelled.
Do you want to say swole?
Yeah.
Or say if a person got accidentally shot or stabbed, you would take him to the doctor so the doctor would treat the
wound.
And if the wound didn't heal cleanly,
festered.
Have you ever heard of that, the white flaky flesh kind of that forms around there, called any type of flesh in particular?
Dead.
Have you ever heard the term proud flesh?
No.
Or say if I cut my finger, some stuff I might get from the medicine cabinet to put on it to prevent infection.
Iodine, mercury comb, or monkey blood?
Monkey blood.
Same as iodine.
Is that used frequently around here? Or is that something you picked up somewhere?
I picked it up around here growing up. I don't know how.
Have any idea about the origins of that?
No. No idea.
Well, what about this white bitter powder that people used to take from malaria?
Quinine?
Or, say,
do you want another term for that?
Sure.
In the pill form. It's known as shit pill.
Really? Is that what it makes you do?
Yep. Anybody that's been to Vietnam will tell you that.
Is that an army term?
Yeah. Gotta take our shit pill this today.
It feels so good.
Yes. And corked up a week. Right.
Something I've never been sure of. I think it's something. Have you ever heard of Montezuma's Revenge?
Yeah.
What is that something?
It's an extreme case of diarrhea after eating Mexican food.
It has to be Mexican food.
That's where you get the Montezuma's Revenge. Otherwise, I don't know, it'd probably be, you know, it originated from people, you know, when Mexican food was not that popular up here in the States, people traveling to Mexico, and from the water or something or other, they got a lot of diarrhea, and that's why it was called Montezuma's Revenge. Other terms for that is Green Apple Quick Step.
Green Apple Quick Step. Oh, man.
Or just the drizzlies.
Do you have any idea where you picked up Green Apple Quick Step?
I guess if you eat enough green apples, it'll get to you. I picked it up somewhere. I just think it's a very good term. Because Adley describes that squirt. Your feet moving out of your head to the job.
Got him away.
John was another term for an outhouse. We didn't kick out the other day.